Welcome to Entrepreneur Eats, a conversation about business and community with a side of eats. My name is Deanna Smith, and I'm your host. Hello, everyone. I am here with Peggy Seymour, and she has a great message she's going to share with us and a lot of detail that is super important. And we're going to talk about a really fun event that is happening this Saturday. Hello, Peggy. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
And you are the organizer, creator, brainchild of P.S. Someone Cares.
Yes, I am.
Tell me all about that.
Well, P.S. Someone Cares came about in 2017. However, I've been wanting to give back to society ever since my pinning ceremony in, I don't even know how long ago it is now, 26 years plus five. So,
tell me, what is a pinning ceremony?
It's when I graduated from nursing school.
Ah, so you are a nurse.
I am a registered nurse. I went through school as a single parent, and my community all rallied around me to get me through nursing school, because I had four children that I was supporting. At my pinning ceremony, there was a gentleman that helped me tremendously, got my car fixed, made sure I had early registration. And I told him, I said, I have no idea how to pay back everything that's been done for me. He said, pay it forward someday. So my paying it forward was P.S. Someone Cares. P.S. Peggy Seymour, give scholarships to single adult parents in nursing school. We have given $60,000 away so far. We will be giving $12,000 away on Saturday. We have six scholarship recipients that will be coming to our event. So that's what's really fun, is we get to give their $2,000 checks in front of people that are helping us help them.
So at this really fun event, you're going to have your candidates who are going to be receiving the scholarships.
Correct.
There with you?
Yes.
Well, that'll be really nice.
It'll be so fun. I've met a couple of them in person, but most of them I've only talked to on the phone.
How do you find these people to give scholarships to?
Oh, we try and go through word of mouth. We go through the different nursing schools, Palomar, San Marcos, any place that we can get our word out. Our first recipient actually gave another one in the information to apply, and so she paid it another way.
So it's like paying it forward automatically.
Yes.
You didn't even have to ask her. She just did it.
Correct.
So I was wondering if you would like to talk about the challenge that you were placed in to begin with. I'm sure you didn't have plans to suddenly need help from our community.
I was not in a very good marriage with four children. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend of mine tell me that nursing is a good career. It doesn't take forever to become one. And you've got different hours you can work, different areas you can work. You've got insurance and dental, everything that you need. You can work three 12-hour shifts at night, which I did, so I had time to spend with my children. We were poverty level when I started school. My husband was alive then. My third semester of nursing school, we lost him. And so that's when the community really picked up the pace with me and made sure that I got through my nursing program. So between them and God, it was miraculous, to say the least. And I went straight from nursing school, I had the summer off, to a job in the fall. So it was amazing.
And you were able to gain success and independence and take care of your family. So I just based on that, I'm sure you're a huge advocate for nursing and getting in the field of nursing. And so then wanting to pay it forward, you decided to start a nonprofit. So what inspired you to actually take that leap?
My husband and I do a program called Landmark. And in the Advanced Landmark Forum, you start talking about community as not just yourself, but community as outside of you. Could be your town, it could be your state, it could be your country, it could be the world. Mm-hmm. You start looking outside yourself to see what you can do. And so I wanted to give scholarships away, but I ended up going bigger than just giving a scholarship away. Now I've got many scholarships I've given away. And I figure if there's money in the bank, it needs to be given away.
So are you saying that your original scholarship came from your own pocket?
No. Starting P.S. Someone Cares came out of pocket. Mm-hmm. We had our first fundraiser in 2018, which at that time we earned $24,000. And so the first scholarship came out of that. And it took a while to really get things going. During COVID, we had no fundraisers for 2021, 22, but we still gave scholarships away because I said we got $24,000 that first fundraiser that we did. It just harder to get the recipients to apply because at that time it was strictly word of mouth. I worked in a teaching hospital. My board members, some of them work at teaching hospitals. So it's grown. We gave 11 scholarships away last year, and I expect to repeat that this year.
And so when the, are there different categories of scholarships? Like, are there different levels of nursing?
Well, we have two different scholarship awards that we do give. If you're the basic nursing scholarship, you get your AA and a bachelor's degree. That's what the hospitals require. If you go on to the higher education where you're going for your master's degree, we have given one scholarship away for $4,000 for that.
So at this event on Saturday, mm-hmm. which is happening at the Elks Club of Escondido, it's 2430 South Escondido Boulevard. Okay, so you can pay at the door.
Yes.
You will get a discount if you pay in advance.
Correct.
When is the deadline for paying in advance?
Probably Friday night.
So everyone, you have a couple of hours, so get them in. It sounds like a whole lot of fun. It's a Casino Royale theme, and there will be dancing and music, and I understand you've been baking for days.
Yes.
For the desserts.
Yeah, I love baking. So Casino Royale, we're sort of dressing up this year. It's more of a dressy atmosphere. So if you want to dress up fancy, you can. If you don't feel like dressing up fancy, it doesn't matter. Come join us anyway.
Okay, so all those James Bond tuxedos in the back of your closet?
Exactly. Yep. Pull those out. I've got a beaded dress I'm wearing.
Oh, lovely. Okay, well, I'm going to wear a dress as well. So lots of homemade desserts, lots of music and dancing, and it's a great cause going to some really important people that are going to make a difference in lots of people's lives. You're doing a wonderful thing, Miss Peggy.
Thank you. But in order to get your tickets in advance, you can go to www.psomeonecares.org.
Aside from the tickets, I'm sure they can just go on your website and make a donation.
Yes, they can.
Of any amount.
Correct. And the tickets that you buy are also a tax write-off. If you bid on silent auction items and you bid over the price that they're worth, it's all a tax write-off anyway.
What kind of raffle prizes do you have?
We have a surfboard. We have spa baskets. One of our local vendors, Telson, gave us a beautiful tequila basket.
I can't wait to be there. I think it's going to be a great event. You're doing such a great thing, and I hope that you continue to be successful. I don't know how you find the time or the energy, but this takes a lot of work, and it's very meaningful.
I just want people to come out and have fun also.
Thank you, Peggy. This has been wonderful. I'm so happy to let everyone know about the wonderful things that you're doing for so many people for such a long time. And I hope that you raise tons and tons of money.